ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Mississippi lawyer is calling for an investigation into missteps by a local police department in a case that's ended with a mistrial for two white defendants accused of shooting at a black delivery driver. Jackie Quinn has details.
The attorney representing FedEx driver DeMontario Gibson has asked the U.S. Justice Department to file hate crimes charges against the white father and son who confronted Gibson at gunpoint last January when he was delivering packages. And attorney Carlos Moore wants the Brookhaven Police Department to be investigated for misconduct. The judge had to dismiss the attempted murder trial against Brandon and Gregory Case because an officer improperly testified about weapons found in the suspect's home and withheld a videotape statement provided by the victim. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Long convoys of cars have been flowing out of the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, fleeing an approaching wildfire. Yellowknife's population is 20,000. Lawyers for Donald Trump have requested the trial in his federal election conspiracy case be put off until 2026. And a Pentagon review is calling for reforms at the U.S. military academies amid an alarming spike in sexual assaults and misconduct.
Reports of sexual assaults at the academies jumped 18% during the 2021-2022 school year. An anonymous survey showed one in five female students said they experienced unwanted sexual contact. A Pentagon study aimed at reversing the rise says the academies, from West Point to Annapolis to Colorado, must do a better job in training student leaders to help classmates and also stop toxic practices like hazing. U.S. officials say a report that will be released today also calls for shifting behavior training into classrooms to promote its importance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports things are falling from the sky.
A large chunk of ice, estimated to be between 15 and 20 pounds, fell from the sky and hit a house in Massachusetts Sunday, damaging the roof. In an interview with Boston 25 TV, homeowner Jeff Ilk said it was really loud.
The biggest bang I've ever heard in my life, like a car crash.
At first, they thought it was weather.
I initially thought we got struck by lightning.
Ilk says they live under the flight path for Boston Logan International Airport, and they became suspicious.
We started looking into it more and did a little flight tracker, got it to the minute, and there, sure enough, there was a plane directly overhead right at impact.
The couple and their two children were not hurt.
Ran up, check on our kids. They were sound asleep, not sure how.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thanks, Lisa. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.